Before listening to this recording, please make sure that you're either sitting down or laying down in a comfortable position and that you're ready to relax completely and totally. Oh yes, and one more thing. Please be sure that you'll have a bit of extra time after listening to this recording to do some cleaning, to put everything in its place, everything in order as it should be. If you need a moment to get yourself in order, please feel free to pause the recording and start listening again when you're ready to go deep. All right, you should be nice and comfortable, ready to drift, ready to let all those thoughts be put into their proper place. Maybe, just maybe, sometimes it feels as if your mind is a disorganized bookcase. Sometimes thoughts are stacked haphazardly, one on top of the other. And maybe, just maybe, it makes it feel a little bit difficult to get started on certain things. Though right now, you don't have to worry about getting started on anything other than going deep into trance, deep into hypnosis. It's all right if your mind feels a little messy in the beginning of the process, because that's just going to make it all the more satisfying when everything is put in its place. Take a few deep breaths in with me. And out. Perhaps the next time you breathe out with me, close those eyes, if that feels right to do. Breathing in. And out. Eyes closed, if that feels right to do. And maybe it might feel right to try to open those heavy eyelids as you breathe in again with me. And out. Very good. Already, you feel much more prepared to clean up all these scattered, disorganized thoughts. As you look out upon this bookcase that represents your mind, you see a book on the left-hand side that obviously belongs someplace on the right-hand side. You reach out, grabbing this book, and then you turn your attention to it. Look at it. Examine it for a second. Realize where it needs to go. And then turn and place it upon the right side of the bookcase, right in its proper home. And the second this book leaves your fingertips, leaves your grasp, it's as if it's gone, 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 but not gone at the same time, because once your thoughts have been put into the right place, you don't need to think of them any longer. You don't need to focus on them any longer. So you can simply now redirect your focus to the right side of the bookcase. And oh, would you look what we have here? A book that belongs on the left-hand side. Let's pick it up. Examine it for a second. Find its home. And then let go of it. Let go. Let go. Let go. Finding that this is a soothing and relaxing pattern. Finding a book. Finding its home. Finding the place where it needs to go. It's almost enough to be a hypnotic trigger of sorts. Just the thought of tidying up your mind feels deeply hypnotic. And this wonderful sensation isn't just limited to your mind. What if everything around you could be made nice and neat and tidy? What if everything could just be cleaned up a bit, decluttered, made to be in its proper place? Because as your mind goes back and forth, rearranging all your thoughts, rearranging all the books on the bookcase, the idea of cleaning up and tidying up your surroundings starts to feel more and more appealing. It's as if nothing can stop you. Once you get going, it just feels so good, because eventually all your thoughts will be organized, all the books will be put in their proper place, and you find that the more often you organize your thoughts, the more often you tidy up this bookcase, the faster and faster it just happens. This wonderful feeling, this wonderful sensation of deep sleep. But you want this wonderful feeling to extend outwards to your surroundings. You could so easily imagine entering a lucid dream, one in which you automatically and effortlessly start sleepwalking cleaning your surroundings, cleaning things safely, walking around safely, feeling happy, feeling good, cleaning and making everything tidy and in its proper place. Because the second something is put in its proper place, you can stop thinking about it, just letting it disappear while still being there, just like how your thoughts disappear, even though they still kind of feel like they're there. Or are they? Or are you just going deeper into sleep? But maybe none of that really matters, because your subconscious mind is listening to me. Your subconscious mind is so very smart. Your subconscious mind loves it when it receives a new, great idea. And great ideas just become really sticky in your mind. They just don't let go. They just keep on bouncing around inside your head. Because it feels so good to have a clean and tidy mind. So it would just make sense that it would also feel good to have a clean and tidy environment around you. Everything put in its place. And it isn't something to be avoided. No, no, no. Clearing up that bookcase in your mind felt good. It felt wonderful. It felt euphoric. Just letting go of things, allowing them to disappear while still being there, making your mind feel lighter, more calm, more at ease, extending that feeling out into your body, and then out further into your surroundings, letting it just become something that happens automatically when you start cleaning up just a little bit. Maybe cleaning up just a little bit reminds you of those books you were putting away, those books that were just so relaxing and soothing to put where they belonged. There's no need to think about it when your thoughts are being placed where they need to go. Your mind follows instantly and effortlessly. Every single time you start cleaning up just a little bit, it can remind you of how good it felt putting away those thoughts, putting away your mind, and you may find that soon the time just seems to slip away. Slip away, slip away, and you're having so much fun putting everything in its place, because the more your outside environment matches your mind, the better you feel. Everything can be neat and tidy, and when you start making it neat and tidy, your mind can be calm and relaxed, deeply tranquil, maybe even hypnotized. That seems like a really great idea. One that will just repeat over and over again inside your mind, making you feel better and better as you go deeper and deeper, feeling so happy and proud about your environment, knowing that soon your surroundings will match your mind. Because in a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5, and when I reach 5, you'll open those eyes and become aware of how neat and tidy your mind feels. And when you become aware of how neat and tidy your mind feels, certain other things just happen because they're a great idea. No need to think about it. No need to remember it. Great ideas just happen in 1, slowly drifting. 2, more and more. 3, becoming aware of what a good idea this is. 4, almost there. And 5, open those eyes, feeling so happy that you now have a neat and tidy mind.